Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As the Eagles win in dramatic fashion, one of the great comebacks in franchise history. The best one since Miracle of the Meadowlands 2010 with the DeSean Jackson walk-off. Merrill joined us earlier to talk about that. You can go back on the Odyssey app. Check that one out. Or we'll get to you people coming up in a little bit. And a couple things that flew under the radar yesterday in the game, and both I think would have been way bigger stories had the Eagles not pulled it off. We'll get to that coming up. Your phone calls, and we got to go around the NFL after week number three. Matt in Prospect Park is up on WIP. Hey, Matt.
The absolute glory hole.
That was yesterday. I agree with that. No doubt.
That's right, baby. That's right. You really did get a good team drafted by that young man.
I mean, yeah, JoJo did a good job. Yeah, he did a good job.
It is night and day, Hugh's team, compared to the past years. Like, he actually has a real team.
Hugh's team, though.
No, it's not. It's JoJo's team. No.
It's my team.
Nope.
I didn't even know who JoJo was. I thought that was Joe Giglio's nighttime name. I mean, I was, you know what I mean? I didn't know. But, listen, yo, man, I'm so hyped. I mean, I slept upside down like a bat last night, you know, after that game. I feel crazy. I loved it. I just want to say, like, let's all, you know, I don't know why we're consternating, man. Like, let's just still bask in
this. That's what we do.
I agree with you, Matt. Today's a day to have to be excited. Like, I don't know why people are all up in arms about Jalen. He played great yesterday.
We know what he did. We don't need to, I don't need no damn list. I'm tired of his list.
We need
lists. Ridiculous. Anyway, I was going to say one
thing.
What's that, Kyle?
He said, get ready for Hugh's quarterback list on Wednesday.
Oh, boy. All right. I buried the lead. All right, I was just going to say that, you know, I don't play like little kitty cat games when I watch the birds, but on the fourth down throw to Devontae, I averted my eye. I closed my eyes. I could not watch.
Why?
Because I was talking to my boy, and I was like, yo, we got to go for two. And he's like, dude, we have not scored yet. Like, bro, we haven't. I was like, oh, this is a good point. I mean, look. You guys ever see that movie, The Hurt Locker? Anybody?
No, I haven't.
I saw it a long time ago.
All right, well, it's dope. I mean, this is a dumb story. It's not going to work. But there's a part where, because the dude defuses bombs in Afghanistan, and it's really intense, and there's like this high-ranking colonel that sees him do it, and he goes up to Jeremy Renner, and he goes, yo. He goes, that was some hot bleep. That was some hot ish. And he's like, okay. And he's like, how many times you do that? And he's like, I don't know, a few. He's like, I said, I asked you a question, son. How many times? He's like, 900 or whatever. And he's like, that is just absolutely hot bleep. And I was walking around my house, man, yesterday. I was up in the Acme. I'm like, that was just some hot.
That was.
You know
and,
what I mean?
And that was pressure cooker time. And, Matt, I thought look, Jalen had a lot of good throws yesterday. Matt, we appreciate it. I just loved how decisive he was on that one, Hugh. The touchdown to Devontae to take the lead.
No hesitation.
He read it. He saw what they were in, and he kind of realized, I'm going to have a good matchup with Devontae. And it was pretty quick he got the ball out of his hands. Like, yeah. No messing around.
Yeah, and it kind of makes you wonder, like, seriously, like, what was happening in the first half where you didn't see some of those same looks? Because Mike Quick pointed out that there were similar looks in the first half with that, and you just didn't take advantage of that. So I don't know. I don't know. It just looked different to me.
May I offer a theory on Jalen that I feel like we just maybe ignore all these years?
What's that?
You know how in basketball there's shooters that just get hot and cold?
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's a hot or cold shooter?
Yeah. I mean, when he's hot, right? Like, think about the super – like, think about his best games the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how great he is. And then he gets cold. I mean, I know we want to make it, we want to boil it down to he's the lead, he's not, he's top four, three, two, one, Petullo, Bryant. maybe he just gets hot and cold. That's what I see, right? When he's on, he goes 2-3 quarters where he looks like the best quarterback in football, or like right there, right? Like right there as the best. And then you have halves that go by where they don't move the ball. It's kind of weird for a player as good as he is.
It's weird because it's you want him to be consistent, because if there's a knock right now on Jalen, it's why don't we see this every week?
Right.
I mean, that's the knock. And I know every game is different. Every game is his own entity. But there are some games where, you know, just like the start of yesterday's game, it looked like he held the ball a little bit too long on a lot of those throws.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, in the second half, he just lets it go. So that's where I think people get frustrated, because it's one game you'll see him and it's like, damn, why is he holding the ball so long?
Right.
And then the next game, it's like he's pinpoint accurate. So that's where the frustration goes. And I think that's why when we talk about Jalen, it's such a stark contrast in the way people feel about him, and why there's a lot of people that when they hear certain things, they're going to protect him regardless. And I think that you hear a lot of that today. That's what happened a lot today, because, to be honest, you didn't say anything negative to me that I heard.
Well, it's negative.
About
I said it was one of the best games of his career.
I know, but people hear certain things and they're triggered by it.
Well, I think people want validation that, see, he is the top 2 or 3 quarterback.
Yeah.
Or so, and I'm not going there today. He played a great football game, but they also played a bad first half. Now, why? I don't have the answer. But
yeah.
Hugh's got his theories here.
Whether someone's reckless ones.
Someone's getting slapped in the halftime. Boom!
With that heart, like, with that heart. Get your stuff together. I don't know what got over me. I don't know what came over me.
Actor Hugh has entered
the
chat.
That's what Petullo mm-hmm. has said.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, partner.
I'm sorry, coach, but I vow to do better in this second half.
What if Petullo was still calling plays and Jalen just played better?
I don't think that was the case.
What you talking about?
So the most logical one is not it. I got you. I like that.
He might have been, but I like my reckless speculation better.
Yeah.
I like the way I'm thinking.
No, I like the idea we've stumbled on today that Kevin Petullo only calls the bad plays.
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
good ones are called by Jalen.
See, now you want to break it down to that.
That's what you said.
No. What I said was that he was calling the plays in the first half. And the bad ones.
Yep.
No, he had a concept. To your point, I give Kevin Petullo two wins this season. He got the two first ones.
Yeah.
We had to take over this third one, though, because we need a little bit more than what you were giving.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to take over.
Well, so were there not moments in the first half where they had A.J. Brown one-on-one?
No.
And we're not pulling the trigger?
I pointed that out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I pointed that out.
Okay, well, then what's Petullo have to do with that?
I think that, like I said, I don't know, Kyle, because we were talking about how some in the first half, Jalen looked indecisive.
Right.
Okay. Like he was looking, like, to answer your question, Kyle, I entertain this conversation. Maybe he was told to throw the ball to somebody else. Maybe in this concept or this scheme that A.J. Brown was the decoy.
Hold on. This is like conspiracy number 5, and it's probably the one that I buy the least. You think people are making a concerted effort to tell Jalen to not throw the ball to A.J. Brown?
Well, okay. This is the thing. When you have conspiracy theories, they don't have to have any rhyme or reason. That's why they're called conspiracy theories.
Well, then, just for the sake of us and my sanity, can they have a rhyme or reason?
How about,
no, they don't. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why they're called conspiracy.
How about this one? Like a three-point shooter, he shot 0-for-6 in the first half.
And then he got hot in the second half.
And then he hit 8 threes in the second half. I think it's as simple as that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, they opened it up, and they gave him more three-point opportunities, if we're using the basketball analogy, because they were down.
Well,
right?
Hold on.
They're down,
they
got to shoot threes.
We could also use the analogy of he wasn't taking the open looks on threes in the first half.
Hesitating.
Right. being a little conservative, passing it to somebody, which, you know, like, can be okay in certain spurts. But, like, then all of a sudden he got the open looks in the second half, said, you know what, I need to crawl our way back into the game.
That's fair.
And then he took him.
That's fair. Because we don't know.
Well, we don't know. Well, and what happens every year with this team is they do usually have a new coordinator, so it opens up Pandora's box on credit, blame, all this stuff
all of that.
Yeah, and you don't know. We really don't. It would be easier. Like, I'm sure today, people that are in Los Angeles, right, they know who to blame or cheer for.
Mm-hmm.
McVay calls every single play, and Stafford's the quarterback, right? Like, with us here, it's like...
It's all up in the air. Reckless. It opens you up for reckless speculation.
It's like, well, who's in charge? Who's doing this? Whose fault? And then you're the players, and we've played a lot today, with Jalen basically saying they're playing not to lose. Whose fault is that? I don't know. All I know is that second half, I want the offense to look
different.
Like that.
Yeah,
throw that. Do that more often, because that was good football. All right, Hugh, let's take a little look around the NFL yesterday, week number three around the league. Couple things that stood out. I mean, I did have an eye on that Minnesota game. Our old buddy... Carson Wentz, he and the Vikings blew the doors off of the Bengals and their backup, Jake Browning. Now, Wentz played, I'd say, decent. He had a pretty good
Wentz
day.
Watch.
Uh-oh, he re-resurrection.
No, I wouldn't go there.
Called it last week. Resurrection!
I wouldn't go there yet.
Resurrection!
He has risen.
Did you see what his defense did yesterday?
I don't care what you say, Joe.
This is
my truth. Resurrection!
No shot.
I like it.
Nope. He played decent. His defense went crazy. Our old buddy Isaiah Rodgers, you see what he did? What did
he do?
He scored two touchdowns on defense.
Get out of town!
Two. One on a pick, and I believe one was on a fumble recovery.
We missed that guy a little bit yesterday, didn't we?
You had like to have him back. He's a good player. So Vikings win big with Carson Wentz in his first game. Meanwhile, out in Cleveland, one of the seven upsets Hughes called this year. This one actually came home. Browns over Packers. Can we revisit? You called a lot of upsets.
Yeah, hold on. You can't call 10 upsets and then on the 10,
yes,
when it
I
hits.
Can.
Yes, you
can. Yes,
no.
I can.
No, no,
what
no.
What they say? A blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then?
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Broken clock right twice a day. Hugh on the Browns upset. They did upset the Packers, so we can calm down that Packers train that was taken off.
Yeah, they talking about they going undefeated.
Well, let's hear
it.
Rashee Walker last week, left tackle for the Packers. Here's what he said before the game.
And then the goal is to, you know, keep it going. I think we can go undefeated, honestly. I mean, personally, I feel like I always tell people, I feel like we could have went undefeated the past two seasons. Like, we lost a lot of the games off a couple plays, but I feel like our offense has been playing so good and so disciplined. And our defense been playing even better. And special teams been playing great. And I feel like, you know, it's all about who comes out hottest at the beginning of the game and at the half. So, and I feel like we've been doing a good job of that. You know, pound for pound, I look at these teams and I don't really see who's better than us. Honestly, that's why I can say that so confidently.
You absolutely hate to see that.
They lost to the Browns. By the way, so Rashee Walker said they could have went undefeated each of the last two seasons.
Yeah.
They've now lost 15 football games since the start of 2013.
Hold on. You know every team could have gone undefeated the last few seasons if all the losses were just wins.
You know what that sounds to be like? Micah Parsons' math. His teammate, Micah.
Off on him.
Yeah. Do we have any Micah back there? What did Micah say? Because he was going up against the Browns offense yesterday and Joe Flacco.
Man, really just getting after Flacco. You know, I kind of like the name the Hunter. I haven't had Flacco yet. I need him. I want him. It's time to go
haven't
get him.
Haven't had Flacco yet is crazy.
Guilty! That's a weird thing to say.
Haven't had Flacco yet is crazy.
Yeah, maybe crazy some word. Loser energy from Parsons rubbing off into that Packer locker room. That Rashee Walker thing is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you got to wait until at least October, November to start throwing out the undefeated words.
Yep. If anyone I told you so is today.
Yeah, you got that one?
Yeah, I mean, like, that's why you don't bring that type of loser energy into a locker room.
Well, he's played well, but they maybe they're turning into losers. I mean, it might be happening in front of our eyes.
He's played well with the Cowboys.
Well, he's always good. Right? He plays well all the time. All right, a couple more things. I noticed the quarterbacks around the league yesterday. Is this Daniel Jones thing now? For the third week, I'm going to ask you, is this real? Indiana Jones and the Colts yesterday moved to 3-0. Hugh, is he good? Might be good.
Hold on. Trending downwards. They punted for the first time.
They did. They only put up, what, 40?
Yeah,
one?
That's
didn't
it. Yep.
Didn't I try to tell y'all that like a couple weeks ago?
What's
I
that?
I called that one,
You
too.
Called the Colts?
Daniel Jones. I think I called that one.
I don't remember that
well,
one.
Well, if you don't, I'm going to take credit for it anyway.
Okay.
That's
might as well.
Where I'm at.
I forgot that one.
His revenge tour. Him and Saquon, Sayshon Broccoli got out of New York.
And they're good now.
how many more punches can the Giants take, man?
Oh, my God. That team stinks.
You talking about Russ?
He stinks, too.
Well, just, them in general.
Oh, good times.
Okay, Cowboys get beat up by the Bears. That might be rock bottom for the Cowboys here as they get beat up by Caleb Williams. I do want to touch on this one quickly. I just want to give everyone the stats since Hugh Douglas put Michael Penix in his top 10 quarterbacks. They haven't scored a touchdown. They haven't scored a touchdown in two games. They lost 30-0 to the Panthers.
Well, it's week to week.
No.
He had a good week the last time. So they might back to life. I'm just saying.
I'm going to hold you to that. It's week to week thing.
Yeah. It is a week to week thing. Because guess what? Jalen was in the top 10 last week.
Well, he won't be this week,
too. He definitely would be in the top 10. Yeah. He was 10th.
He deserves it.
He was 10 last week. He should be number one.
He was 9 last week. Don't give away my list.
Yeah, everyone's going to be so shocked.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts will be a top 10 quarterback this week. A little spoiler there after that second half.
Duh.
He was awesome. Big V and Mount Laurel is up. Hey, Big V.
Yo, Hugh.
What's up, man?
Big V.
First of all, Hugh, the conspiracy theory of somebody going in the locker room and getting pimp slapped, that's hilarious, brother.
Yeah, he slapped taste out
Bam!
Of his mouth.
Bam, pow!
Yeah, one of them old-fashioned slapped the taste out of his mouth. But look, the thing is this, all right? They were going down a sinking ship trying not to lose, and they were losing. So, I mean, if you're going to lose, then lose your way. The problem that you're having, Joe, yes, you did say that you would hope that Jalen would throw the ball more.
Yes.
But also, in the same thing last week, you were going through the situation of, you know, the passing game, him throwing, and that being an acceptable loss. That's where you've been catching all the flack.
I didn't say acceptable loss. What are you talking about?
I think he got you confused with Elliot.
Nobody said that this week.
Yeah, Elliot.
But that was about the Chiefs.
You know what? We might as well just make whatever you want to make up. Let's do
whatever
that.
I want to make up. Well,
kind
what,
of doing that.
You're catching you people because you are making stuff up to justify what you said.
Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. let me walk that back because, you know, everybody's going to get cranked up. The simple fact that, you know, some people have made some judgment calls on Jalen and it was an error. And this is the Jalen Hurts fan club basically getting some I told you so. That's all.
What is the I told you so? I guess I'm missing it today. What is the Jalen Hurts I told you so?
He's elite.
Thank you.
He's not.
I'm just trying to bridge the gap.
Right.
That you know you're not getting. Yeah, no,
nothing that happened yesterday changes the story of Jalen Hurts.
Couldn't you also spin it the other way? Like we told you that the passing offense needed to be better,
and it was.
And in the second half, like, are we going to pretend the second half wasn't like a complete 180 from the passing offense we've seen the first 2 weeks?
Yep.
We're going to pretend that's not the case.
Yep.
There's no doubt about that, you know.
Okay.
But the big
well, then
deal
we told
was
you
like,
so.
The big deal was that last week, you know, you were talking about we need more passing offense, and everybody was saying to you, we won. We don't need it if we're winning. Mm.
No, but they needed it yesterday.
Mm. Yes, they did.
But.
And they won.
But that was the whole point. They need to throw the ball better to keep winning.
But the week before, they didn't need it to win. That's the
whole issue. Okay, didn't they win by 3 points?
It's still a win.
Okay, but I just...
Yeah, you hurting yourself.
I'm gonna ask a rhetorical question.
Go for it.
But I just wouldn't we rather do this every game? The all passing offense.
Well, let's see. Well, we would, but knowing football, we can't. It's not a sustainable concept.
No. The best passing attacks do that every week.
Best passing attack do that roughly what? About maybe 75% of the time?
Okay, close to every week. And we've done it 1 out of 3. That's all I want is what we got yesterday. Do you see it now?
But what you see is this. We can win in variations of ways. We can win on a running game. We can win on a passing game. We can win on a prevent game. Okay? That's it.
We knew that already. I mean, they've won like 18 out of 19 football games, 19 out of 20. We knew that already.
Right, and that's what everybody is saying. So it doesn't have to be one particular game. We're so balanced with so much talent, we can beat you a whole lot of different ways. That's what people are trying to get to you, but you're still stuck on, we need a passing game, And that's why you're catching. That's how it sounds.
I just don't know how you could watch yesterday and say they could win a lot of different ways. They needed the passing game to wake up to win yesterday.
We needed it yesterday. We didn't need it the last 2 weeks.
Right. Moving forward, if they're going to win the Super Bowl, do you think they need more of yesterday with the passing game or the first 2 weeks?
Moving forward, if we're going to win the Super Bowl, if we're going to be the dynasty that Philadelphia feels like we deserve,
right,
they're going to need everything that they have.
Okay,
going to
so
need-
we don't answer questions. No, we don't like the questions. That's fine.
I mean, what about that? Don't you understand?
I just don't know why it's so hard. Like, yesterday, Jalen was awesome. So the takeaway is be awesome more.
If the Eagles could win more comfortably, they would love to.
Well, of course.
It's really that simple.
Keep doing what happened yesterday.
All these games with the one scores, and you say do what they need to do to win, like that will catch up to you. The one play will not go your way, and then that win turns into a loss just like that. If it's one score.
Well, I mean, yesterday, if they don't get two blocked field goals, they still lose the game.
Right. It's a different ball.
And then what are we saying? We're saying they need to be more consistent, right? You can't just wait for the second half. They got through it yesterday. It was awesome. But that's, like, yesterday isn't a normal game. That's why everyone's so excited today. It's one of the wildest games we've ever seen. I mean, really, in the history of the franchise, it's one of the craziest games we've ever seen. And they won it because Jalen Hurts in the passing game, whether someone got slapped or took away play calling, woke up in the second half.
I want to go with the slap. The slap sound.
It's your best one, yeah. It's the one you might get called into the office for. But
Kevin, what the heck? Pop!
Bam!
Get your stuff together.
Yep.
Get it together.
Why'd the Eagles wake up? Because Kevin Petula slapped across the lips, according to Hugh Douglas. There it is. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, we'll get to you people. I can't wait to hear. I'd be shocked if you people aren't all fully excited today. It's one of the best wins in franchise history. You should be excited. Also, today in the Tush Push, a latest of what are people saying that are next, and two things from the game yesterday that really flew under the radar, maybe they shouldn't have. That's all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Sportsbook app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is your home for all your favorite NFL bets, from yards to touchdowns to who will win. With FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. FanDuel's giving all customers a 50% profit boost token on tonight's game. All right, what are we going with? Let's go with a Derrick Henry anytime touchdown. I like an Amon-Ra St. Brown over receiving yards. And let's go with a Baltimore on the money line. FanDuel, your go-to app for any stat. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We will check in with you people coming up in a little bit. First, though, a couple things that flew under the radar, I think, after this game, because we're all excited about the comeback and the offense and Hugh's conspiracy theories on who's calling the plays in the second half and the slaps in the locker room. Again, this is all reckless.
Super reckless.
Super reckless speculation on Hugh Douglas's part, but it's fun. All right, a couple things. One, let's start with the Tush Push. So here's some good news. Adam Schefter put out, Hugh, there is no guarantee there will be another Tush Push vote in the offseason. Like, just because everyone's upset, like, the only way this thing comes to where they would vote again to ban it or keep it would be another team has to propose it again. Like, there's got to be steps to this. I think that some people just assume it's out. They're just going to vote on it as soon as the season ends. That's not the case. Someone has to draw up a whole proposal and do the whole thing. Mark Murphy was the guy last year with Green Bay. He's now retired. So
he's out of there.
He's out. So someone else is going to have to do dirty work if they want this play out. Now, some not good news in the Tush Push, and I feel like this has gone completely under the radar. In fact, I thought I was a crazy person when I was like writing this down during this game. I was like, how come no one's talking about this? How come the broadcast didn't bring it up? Marcus Hayes did write about it today. Hugh, it seems like, and according to Marcus, Lane Johnson said it, Lane Johnson got hurt on the Tush Push on the first drive. Yep.
Uh-oh.
It's not good. Now, his injury, and I heard them on the morning show, it's a stinger, so it doesn't seem like it's going to be.
Yeah.
he'll be okay. Like, it doesn't seem like it's a long-term thing. That's not the point. The point is, what have we been able to hold on to for years? The NFL argues it looks like a dangerous play. The Eagles argue there's no injury data at all on the tush push. Well, that might not be something we can hang our hat on anymore if Lane Johnson's saying he got hurt on the tush push on the first drive of the game.
Yeah, now that makes it interesting because, you know, you said it's not up for proposal again, but maybe now since there's injury data,
right,
there might be the case. But it all depends on how bad the stinger is. You get stingers in during the course of the game. So it just all depends on, you know, how bad it – if it keeps him from playing this week.
He did never come back in the game, though.
Yeah.
That's not great, right? Like, yeah. In terms of, hey, no one ever gets hurt in the play. Well, we just lost our best lineman for basically the whole game. And it almost cost him the game. I mean, Matt Pryor. Can we not see that again? No more Matt Pryor.
Yeah, don't know.
How about Fred Johnson? Howie Roseman, they had him last year, right? Then they let him go in free agency. And Howie trades for him at the end of training camp. Man, Howie Roseman, it's just like the guy never sleeps and just adding one more depth piece to the roster. Do you think they win that game yesterday if Fred Johnson's not here?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
No way.
Probably not.
I mean, Matt Pryor was getting cooked on that right side.
He was a wet paper bag.
I mean, that was rough to watch. So,
or not.
Yeah, that was a big thing yesterday within that game that they had Fred Johnson out there. And, of course, the Lane Johnson thing with the tush push. All right, one more quick thing, and then back to your phone calls. I don't think anyone asked Sirianni about this yesterday after the game. Why did he call a timeout on the last possession for the Rams? 18 seconds to go. Rams have one timeout. Sirianni called a timeout on the broadcast, on the TV copy. They thought the Rams called the timeout. Like, they assumed it was the Rams that called their final timeout.
Mm.
It was the Eagles. I still don't understand why. And then that allowed the Rams to run another play or two, which got them 7 more yards, and then they kicked the field goal, which obviously was blocked. Hugh, if the Eagles don't block that field goal, I think that's the biggest story, that Sirianni took a timeout and let them run 2 more plays.
Man, I tell you, it was so many different things that you could have pulled from that game yesterday that hasn't been talked about. That would have definitely been at the top of everybody's list, like, what the hell are you doing?
Hold on, maybe he was playing possum.
Oh.
Letting the Rams get in a better field goal position.
You take
a, yeah, I get that, yeah.
The possum people still have space here.
They
possum
do,
people.
Yeah. I
still have pace.
Also,
is this a play on the furry
vision
thing?
What do you mean, the possum people?
Possum people, furry.
No, I'm just saying, because I thought about this morning, mm-hmm. and I was like, you know what? You have space here. Because it might not be the thing everybody's thinking about, but yeah. you can't deny what you saw yesterday. It looked different.
But it wasn't possum.
I didn't say it was, but you can't deny what you saw yesterday.
It was different.
Yes.
Yeah, but not
so,
because they weren't trying their hardest in the first half.
Maybe. Maybe, you know, there's some validity to the possum thing. Maybe.
Can we not, dude?
I'm just saying. I know you don't like to, you know, people to live in their truths, but this is what I'm here for.
Because it's dangerous.
It's what you mean. What's so dangerous about living your truth? Now, we can sit here and we workshop it like
have
we
you
do.
Seen this word?
We workshop
it. A lot of people live in their truth.
We workshop it like we do every
Stop
day.
Stop encouraging
and
them.
And we debunk it, but we still have to allow them to live in this space that makes them feel comfortable, or have a space,
well, no,
I should
well,
say,
hold on.
That
because,
makes them feel
because a lot of times it's disrespectful to the people who are actually thinking logically and clearly.
What is logical thinking, though?
I mean, not that the Eagles are playing possum.
That they tried and failed early in the game.
Well, I mean,
that's what happened.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's something to the playbook being opened up. It felt like there was, like, somebody spread their wings yesterday.
Is this not the first time that we've been down, like, 19 points in a game
in over
whatever.
A year.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I mean,
this is the first.
Come on,
know,
man.
This is the, you know, this is the first 3 weeks of the season. So,
no, but if you go back, no, it's no, been no, like no, 2 years no, since no, we were down this many
we,
points
I thought
in
we
the game.
We weren't living in the past, though. Like, you know,
okay.
Thought we were not doing that. Just all I'm saying is this: the possum people live your truth. That's all. The people that called in and were so, you know, adamant about them playing, live your truth. That's all.
So I just want to, before we go back to the phone, just let's clear up. The most
very
logical thing is probably not true, right? Like, the most logical thing is
Kevin Petullo got slapped
no,
at halftime.
No, the most logical thing is they played conservatively.
That's the most logical.
Then they got down. They chose to throw it.
In my world.
Jalen played well, and Petullo was still calling all the plays. Mm-mm. Right? That's the most logical thing.
Nah, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I think he got slapped.
Okay.
Hard.
Okay.
And Jalen said, you know what?
Yeah.
He went Bill O'Reilly on him. We're going live.
Bleep
over
it. We're going live to Frank in Wilmington. What's up, Frank?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Frank.
What's up,
Frank? What's up?
So I don't see that Hugh's wrong about the possum people thing, but I'm going to drop this in there. If you were a defensive coordinator and the team you're going up against put up 450 yards against you last year by running the ball, Don't you think you'll be prepared for that coming into the very next time you see them?
Yes. Absolutely. To the point where they were actually putting less people in the box, because when they put more in there, it was leading to, like, you know, all those guys getting blocked and then no one in the back end to make tackles. So they were prepared. They played differently, the Rams.
Right. So I maybe the Eagles were playing possum, because we can always look at the discussion they said last year about, you know, when the starters don't play in the preseason, the first four games of the season, to treat them like their preseason, so they kind of like feel everything out.
I pick up what you're putting down, man. Yeah, I feel it. I feel that.
I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't agree with that, though. I think they just they came out, they were trying to impose their will, and the Rams were ready for them, and they said, you're not putting up more than 100 yards rushing on us today. We're not having it. And they shut it all down, and the offense couldn't get going because they were trying to get the run going so hard. Like, there were design runs for Jalen. So they were trying to impose the will. But whatever happened at halftime, I don't know. I don't care. I'm glad they made that decision, because before halftime, I was very upset. My pressure was high. Almost went to the hospital. But during halftime, I was able to get a hold of some Honey Badger by our favorite color analyst here, Hugh Douglas, and everything kind of seemed like mellowed out.
So you ain't get a hold of none of that. You mean that honey pack? That's what he's talking about, right? That honey pack.
No. I know what I said. I got it from the place across the bridge in Jersey. I know what I'm saying.
Oh, my fault. I thought we were going somewhere else.
He mellowed out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got you. My
absolutely,
bad.
Absolutely.
I thought
That's the night games, man. That's the night games.
Yeah, anyway, I thought. I forgot which game we was playing.
Bob was smoking crack.
But, I think that, like, whatever happened between the first and second half, whether it's Petullo waking up or Nick Sirianni taking over play call, or Jalen just said, I'll do it myself, like Thanos, whatever happened, it worked. So hopefully, going forward, they continue to do the right thing. I believe this offense could average 30 points a game, 25 to 30 points a game, because realistically, you have to sell out to stop one of our facets of offense. And if you sell out for one, the other one's going to be wide open every time.
I agree, Frank. They absolutely can. And last year they got to, what, 28 or so points a game? So, they can. Yeah, sure.
Real quick before I go, I got two real quick things. Mm-hmm. As far as Jalen goes, the great poet Andre Benjamin said, you're only as funky as your last cut. So I don't care about whatever previous nonsense from like 2 weeks ago. What did he do yesterday? He showed up. He looked kind of shaky in the first half. Second half came. He put his foot down. They won the game. I got nothing. He did what he had to do. They came out there. They won. It's ugly. It's a pretty win. It's an exciting win. I'm not going to judge him too hard, because even in the first half, the numbers were kind of low. But in the second half, all of his touchdown passes for the season came in that second half. So he looked fine. But is it? We don't know if it's play calling and decision. We don't know yet. But I'm not going to put too much pressure on it. Let's see what happens when we get to Tampa Bay. Also. Because we're talking a little bit of Phillies, hopefully, and I've noticed this trend, we can meet the Dodgers in the LCS, and we'll be able to get ourselves to the World Series. Whenever the Philadelphia team plays an LA team in the same conference, not like the Lakers or the Clippers or the Angels, oddly enough, they always beat them. Never fails. Dodgers, we have the Phillies have their number. We have the Rams' number. It's a great thing. It's the funniest sports thing I've ever noticed, but we absolutely have to. I want the Dodgers in the NLCS. That's what I want.
Well, so we're going to see him, Frank. Frank, appreciate it. Now, just quickly on the bracket, then we'll get to you people coming up. The way it is right now, they would not be able to see them in the LCS. It would have to be the LDS, the Phillies' first playoff series. Because right now, the Phillies are the 2-seed, Dodgers 3, and it does not. It wouldn't even matter if it reseeds, but it doesn't reseed. The Phillies will play the winner of the 3-6, which right now would be the Dodgers and the Reds, Hugh, because the Mets have fallen out of the postseason altogether right now.
Okay.
What a week to go. They are full collapse mode.
What a shame.
Full collapse mode for the New York Mets. All right. Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on must these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Andy,
up,
Andy? How we doing?
We were doing great earlier, and then I turned on the Midday Enabler show between Hugh with the possum people. Mm-hmm. Joe, man, it wasn't bad enough to let Aaron sabotage our league. Now you're empowering and encouraging him with the Sky Marshal thing. Come on.
I know, but what am I supposed to do after?
He's got to have his day tonight.
I got to let him have his. Yeah. I mean, he probably gets good. A whole week. The guy called Sky Marshal Hurts, and then he went off.
Like, as much as we were going to crush him if he threw for 100 yards, he gets the crush.
Now,
us.
To be fair to everyone listening, I did get a message from Aaron. Sky Marshal Hurts, I told you so. And I checked the timestamp. He sent it at halftime. So he really was banking on a big second half, or he was making fun of himself.
Hold on, wait. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think he was
almost being facetious.
I hope
it's the second one.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but it was.
Well, there's
halftime.
Pretty much no way you could have said it seriously after that.
Well, he had 33 yards in the first half. Go ahead, Andy.
Enabler. So I got some reckless speculation for you.
Oh, we love that.
What do you think about possibly Sirianni's been trying to hold Petullo's hand, and he's been too involved, and he finally let him go, like let him run.
Ooh, well,
that Petullo
like
out of the straight jacket.
Petullo's the one that cooked. That puts you in a blender.
No, I mean, we're all recklessly speculating, so it's fine.
Is that one's welcome, reckless. Too?
Maybe yesterday.
All of them are welcome.
Yesterday.
We don't know.
I
except
like
the possum
this. Yeah, that's out.
Possum people.
I like true. This. Nope. So we, equal parts of the show, basically ended Petullo's career, but now yesterday was the day he became a future head coach. I like this.
Yeah, possibly. And one thing nobody's really been talking about, but I loved was Hurts' interview with Pam Oliver after the game.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, actually sounded like a human being. I don't know how else to put it, but he was saying exactly the right things. You know, this is all on us. We looked terrible, and we were, we weren't doing what we needed to do, and we got to fix it. He usually doesn't get that in depth with things. And if Moses hadn't jumped out of the basket into what's his name's hand, that it just could have been an awful way to end it. But at least he was saying what was right, and what we all knew, which is not used to him being that open and forthcoming with things like that.
Yeah, I liked it, and I think it was a glimpse into what he really feels. Andy, appreciate the phone call. I think it's pretty clear between AJ's comments, Jalen's, they feel like they were being a little too conservative. And maybe that's them, like they're not doing it as players. Maybe they feel it's the coaches. Whatever it is, they felt it. They've said it now in many ways over 2 weeks. And we saw something different in the second half. Now here the question is going to be, do they keep doing that? Or was this just a blip because they were down and they were desperate?
And that's fair. I think that's a fair assessment, because the thing that we've been talking about all day, we've been saying it jokingly and having fun with it. But the bottom line is this. There's a lot of unknown with this football team. They're 3-0. That's a great place to be.
Yes.
With a bunch of unknown questions. But that's where we are. We want to figure out what Jalen Hurts is, because I think that's the gist of the conversation that we're actually having, is what actually is he? Because we saw the second half Jalen Hurts that was totally different from the first half Jalen Hurts. And all that criticism is fair. That is a fair criticism when you talk about the assessment of the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles this year, because we don't know. There's still going to be some trepidation going into this game this weekend against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because of what's happened to us before. And I know that, guys were hurt in that game. But still, there's going to be questions surrounding the quarterback, because that's how it is every week.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could go back to when he was young. I mean, probably the worst moment of his career was that Tampa game in his first playoff game. Mm-hmm. Like, the Bowles has been a thorn in the Eagles' side for a long time. It's going to be a great game on Sunday. All right, let's check in with you people, see what they're up to today.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Good morning to everybody except for Joe Giglio.
Okay. Why?
Dude, I don't know.
Well, good morning and afternoon to you. I'll be cordial.
Taking the high road?
Yes.
Taking the high road, bro.
I try.
We have to come to a decision at the request of you people.
Mm-hmm.
Many calling for a Chris Middletown suspension.
Wow. Oh, for the Scadabo.
For uttering the name Cam Scadabo. In the opening phone call to the show after that game.
Yeah, I think we may have to push him off the first segment.
I mean, at the very least, we might need to put feelers out there. Like, I mean, for other leadoff calls.
Listen, we have...
That was insane.
We have to play by the same rules for everyone, right? And when Aaron in San Diego has a rough time, we bury him.
Yeah.
And Chris is better than that.
Yeah. We can never mention the Giants' backup running back in a game that they lost after the Eagles win a game like that. After, how about like on an Eagles Monday in the first call ever?
Yeah, I just
we
I
don't
I
ever bring up the Giants.
I think I said it off air to you guys after the call. Who gives a bleep?
It was about Cam
Scataboo. You said it's so strong.
I mean, why is that coming up in the first segment?
The wording was so strong.
Nobody.
I mean,
cares.
It was a disgrace.
Yeah, I apologize to the audience for that one.
Yep.
We're sorry.
All right, wake me up when Kyle knows what he's talking about. You enjoy your eternal slumber, pal. I know nothing. Nothing.
Okay. We'll be waiting for a while on that one.
Yep. 10:01, and old man Hugh is talking conspiracies from his wheelchair.
Not in a wheelchair, by the way.
But you're in a chair with wheels.
You are in, technically in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, damn, you got me on that
one.
Yeah,
you did.
It got me.
Technically.
You did come out firing with conspiracies.
No, who else wasn't thinking that one? I mean, something happened. I like the slapped across the lip story, though, myself.
I like how we've totally dismissed they were down, they had a throw, they threw.
Yeah, yeah, that's simple, that logical that football thing. Yeah,
nah, Jalen whatever. Played his best football this season, they won.
Yeah, so
he'll get that out.
Well, at least we can count on Hugh Douglas to be realistic. Never mind.
And we're off on a good start.
Live your truth. That's where I'm at with mine.
Yeah.
Yep. Live your truth.
Yeah.
Everybody, take cover. Hugh is about to recklessly speculate.
every day. Mm-hmm. Slap. I should
be an alarm that goes off in the city when Hugh is about to recklessly speculate.
Recklessly speculate.
Everyone walking down the street takes cover. Oh, he's going to do it again.
Here he goes.
Watch out.
Here he goes with this BS.
Yep. Nonsense.
You know what, Hugh? If you're so smart, why don't you go call the plays?
I will call the plays.
Oh,
throw
no.
The ball to AJ.
Oh,
we don't want that.
Throw the ball to AJ. Yeah.
We would be in 55-54 games if you were the coach. Yep.
No, we wouldn't. We're throwing the ball all over the
screen. Yeah, come on now.
So this is also the first time our You People audience got to see the clip with us of Hugh's return.
Which was fun.
Touchdown. Yep. Oh, my. What happened to Hugh?
I look about the same. Except a little bit more gray. I didn't have hair back then.
It was 3 decades ago. Yeah, you're allowed to age a little bit.
Yeah, it's okay.
You were in your prime then. I don't know.
In my prime now.
And, oh my, it's soft.
I know.
That was pretty funny. Oh my. Like you didn't fell off like, dang, what happened to you, bro?
All makes sense now. That long touchdown started the clock on Hugh.
Yeah, that was
that might have took years off your life.
How out of breath were you?
I was tired. Then I had to go back and play defense. I was like, Lord, fix it, Jesus.
That's got to be the worst part about scoring on defense.
Yeah, like, that was terrible.
Like Jordan, the game ended. Yeah, you had to go back out there against Marino.
Yeah.
He would have run that block field goal all the way to the upper room.
In the upper room. Yes, I would have.
With Hugh reaching the 2-minute warning, has he considered going tempo? Is he capable?
Tempo is dangerous when you're in your. Well, they're saying you're in the 2-minute warning of life. I think.
You fuck.
I'm gonna go ahead and leave that to myself.
I was gonna say.
Take a deep breath over there.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a deep breath. Yeah. Over there. Yeah.
Tempo, buddy. And I'll leave you with a good one, Hugh. Mm-hmm. Oh, Hugh isn't that old.
They mean the math up when you play.
Yeah, that old. Yeah.
96 wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
Kind of was, but that's all right.
I just wanted to make you feel good.
All right, let's check in with Tyler in Delaware, who had an electric phone call on Friday, sent me a message yesterday, had a wedding, saw that Eagles win. Tyler in Delaware, how are we feeling?
Just like you said, Joe, we're a different animal. We still got a voice.
That's right.
After all that,
that's right.
Wedding. Big-time Eagles W. What's up, Joe,
Hugh,
and Kyle?
What's going on, man?
Tyler, how are we feeling after that one yesterday? That was one of the best wins in franchise history.
Joe, you don't got to worry about me bringing up any Giants talk. Listen, that was such an electric game, and I'm telling you, we say this all the time, field goals lose games, touchdowns win games. The Eagles are now 3 for 3 yesterday in the red zone. They're 8 for 8 on the season. It's pretty much automatic. When they get down in the 20 of their opponent, they're going to score. I mean, yesterday was beautiful. Hugh, when we talk about you and I as the head of Preach That Petty, did you see Jalen Carter pulled up to the interview outside of his locker wearing the number 8?
Yeah, we recklessly speculated about that one, too. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Jared Verse's number, and it's Kobe. So he got the shot twice. I'm so happy Jared Verse and that Rams defense, they ran their mouth. And, hey, more power to them because they had us dead in the water in that first half. But football is not a 30-minute game. It's a 60-minute game. The Eagles must have listened to the call on Friday, guys, because who was covering Devontae Smith on fourth and goal? It was Emmanuel Forbes in coverage.
Go after him. Go right after him.
Go after him. Seeing the shot, Joe, of Davis and Carter before the blocked field goal, it gave me chills. It gave me chills because you knew that they were going to make a play. And my goodness, A.J. Brown was a man amongst boys. He ran so angry yesterday. I said he was going to prove that he was the best wide receiver on the NFL on that field. He showed why he is swole Batman. I mean, you talk about in the gotta have it moments when the Eagles needed to play, all of their lead dogs.
They did. You know, that's the best roster in the NFL doing its thing. We appreciate the call, Tyler, as always. What a win. What a day. The Eagles are 3-0. All right. We're going to hand it over to the afternoon show. They're coming up next before a big day at Chickie's with the Jordan Mailata Show. Players Lounge tonight. Hugh Douglas, 7 o'clock?
Yes. I'll be there.
What do you think Monday night tonight? It's a big one. It's a good one. Lions, Ravens. I think Baltimore. It's in Baltimore.
That sounds like it, because I know a lot of the Detroit Lions players are questionable for this game, a little banged up.
Yeah, so, close, but Baltimore. Yeah, all right, you guys have a great night. Afternoon show is next. Celebrating a great Eagles victory on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.